You are now listening to What's the Fuzz? A furry podcast that advocates for diversity, equality, and cultural exchange inside and outside of the fandom. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey, Fuzzos, how's it going? Welcome to What's the Fuzz, the only podcast you can find a sexy-ass blue dragon host like myself, the one and only Reiner. Thanks for coming by to all the first-time listeners and loyal folks out there itching to get a taste of what this week's guest has to offer. Just a heads up, we're actually going to be going on a hiatus until June because May is absolutely insane. So don't freak out or anything. I promise we'll be back ASAP. Big shout out to the supporters out there we've gained in the past week, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify if you haven't already. And you can check out all of our neat resources on our website, runnerrights.com, or in the show notes below. Now, with that out of the way, we're going to be talking about fursuit fanatics, community, and creative drive in this episode of What's the Fuzz? Tonight, I'm sitting down with Graham, an artist and co-owner of Furrinch Toast Fursuits. Be sure you catch them over on Twitter, at Mango Moyen, linked in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Graham. I've been looking forward to hearing to what you have to say for a very long time.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and do this with you.
Hell yeah. I love hearing what people have to say regardless of where they come from or anything. So hey, more the merrier, right?
Yeah, sick.
All right. Now, first an icebreaker question for you. What is the coolest fursuit that you've ever seen?
The coolest fursuit I've ever seen would probably be the plush suit that was like all the rage a while ago. It was like a corgi and shaped like a teardrop. I mean, legs are like maybe an inch off the ground. Crazy, crazy adorable. Loved it. Love it to this day. The big eyes, big ears, chef kiss.
All right. Now on to the actual questions I think my listeners would love to know a bit more about you. So to get started, where are you from? How old are you? What are your pronouns, your ethnicity? And how would you describe your sexuality / gender identity if you feel so comfortable with saying so?
Okay, let me see if I remember all these questions. Let's see. I'm from Kansas City, born, red, braid, all that. I've been here, Midwest. Let's see. I'm 22. Almost thought I was 21. Been 22 for a little while now, getting used to that. I am black, mixed with black. Let's see. And
it's a good mixture.
I know, right? And I am non-binary, she, they pronouns, and I identify as pansexual / queer.
Hell yeah, let's go, queer gang.
Represent.
Let's go. And what or who is your main OC, and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
My main OC is Graham the Moyen poodle. And she's been with me since I was like 12. She underwent a lot of changes, but now I feel like she represents me because she's small. We have the same type of hair. We are the same color. She has my piercings and piercings that I want. She has my favorite colors on her body, in her tongue. So yeah, she's basically me, but if I could become a poodle person walking around.
Nice. What exactly is a Moyen? I've never actually heard of them.
Yeah, it's actually, I found it out after owning a couple poodles, and I was like, well, these are really small and I don't want a really, really big one. So they breed them in the middle. There's like a middle Moyen size that isn't really recognized, but it's just like the three little bears just right to me. So yeah, they're like a little subset of poodles.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that. That was pretty cool. You can get your poodle any size you want. You got toy, you got Moyen, you got normal.
Yeah, it's like Burger King. Have it your way. Any exactly. Poodle. Yeah.
And poodles are really intelligent, you know?
They are. Right?
Maybe
they
that's pretty telling about you.
Oh, no. I like, maybe. Who knows? I can solve a crossword pretty well, you know? Tie my shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go off.
Yeah, going on. Graduating school, getting those high marks.
And what brought you to the furry fandom in the first place?
I came in through anime. Anime literally ruined my life, poisoned my crops. And then, like a laundry chute, furry came at me like a brick. I used to watch those, like, it started with AMVs, Naruto, Inuyasha AMVs. Next thing I'm know, I'm looking Uh-oh. Up. Next thing I know, I'm looking up Naruto characters as wolves. And then one day, I got this one that was like Furry Rave. And I was hooked literally one after the other until I found like my first fursuit image. And I was like, you can cosplay as a walking dog, get out of town. And it's been that way ever since. Very closely knit anime and furries for me.
Wow. So it's been your dream to be a dog for a while then.
I mean, yeah. I mean, dogs are pretty cool. Like, they're pretty darn. Have you seen Lassie? Rin Tin Tin? The Tramp from Lady and the Tramp? Iconic. They're pretty cool dogs.
How long have you been in the fandom altogether, would you say?
I'd probably been in the fandom since I was, like, probably 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been here for a while, and I feel it sucking out my life force, but also giving me life force. It's amazing. I remember wearing a I had like this white jacket that my mom made me wear to school. She bought it. We got it from like Burlington Coat Factory or something. And I made her take me to like Joann's and buy the little fleece felt sheets. And that night I went home and I hot glued ears to those things. And I couldn't wait to show my computer teacher for some reason. And I went around school with my hoodie up and my ears on. I was like, yeah, you know, look, I'm a dog. You can't talk to me. Look at me. Yeah, no.
What did your teacher say? What did they say?
You know, I think I was young enough to where she had concerns, but she didn't voice them. So she just said, that's so nice. You did a great job.
Quite she, concerned.
She fueled the fire from there, because not too long after, I made a tail, my very first furry, truly furry item. I made a tail and I wore that to school, and it was about like 3 feet long. I went hard and stuffed it. It was like more like a beaver tail. And I put that in my locker. Lunchtime came around. You could catch me running through the hallways, wagging my tail. I was there.
Oh,
I lived
my
it.
God.
I lived it.
Wow. You were going full throttle from the get-go. I mean, you played no games. You're just like, fuck this. I'm a dog. Go fuck yourself.
Quite literally, I was just like, you know what? Video games are cool. Anime is cool. Dogs are cool. Who doesn't like a dog? Arf, I get, you know? Catch me in chemistry with a cat collar on. I went hard.
Well, since you started when you were 10 years old, how did you transition to the main part of the fandom? Like, from these early memories of being like a dog kid to taking part in the fandom at large, because you know the fandom is very questionable sometimes.
Oh yeah, for sure. I started from when I started, I joined DeviantArt, and I was really quiet on there, and I started posting art infrequently. So I never really actually interacted with other furries. But then mm-hmm. I went to conventions when I was about, I don't know, like maybe 14, 15. And all the furries here are like in their 30s at the time. So I still didn't really get to interact with any furries. So I was really on my own until I guess like 19, 20. I built up the courage to make a Twitter And I think I got on Furry Amino